Californians this week got a surprising and welcome piece of news. The wholesale price of electricity in their state is not necessarily as high as an elephant's eye. After a year in which power prices soared due to power shortages, there's been a sudden return to pre-crisis costs. Experts cite a number of reasons for the price drop, especially mild weather, but they warn the trend could just as quickly turn around. From Los Angeles, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
Over the last week, wholesale electricity in California has been selling for somewhere between $20 and $70 a megawatt hour. That compares with between $5 and $800 per megawatt during a heat wave last month. And power generator Duke Energy recently revealed that at one point in January, it was charging nearly $3,900 for a single megawatt. Why the drop? It seems a lot of natural and man-made elements have converged.
We've been lucky in that the hot weather we have had has not been spread across the entire state or the West Coast. In general, things have been relatively cool.
Greg Fishman is a spokesman for the California Independent System Operator, which oversees the state's power grid.
We've also been seeing a number of generating stations that have been offline for spring maintenance, finishing that maintenance and coming back online, and that has helped as well.
And conservation has helped, too. Californians cut their energy consumption in May by 11% over the previous year in response to pleas from state officials. Other factors have also led to the price drop. Steve Maviglio is spokesman for California Governor Gray Davis, whose office has had to step in and buy electricity on behalf of cash-strapped utilities.
Many of the small power producers, wind, solar, and cogeneration that have been not paid for many months because of the utility bankruptcies are beginning to get paid again, and they're back online. And we've also got a number of long-term contracts for power. We've sewed up about 45% of the power. So it's putting the state in the driver's seat when it comes to purchasing power.
And there's one more factor, according to the governor's spokesman. His boss, a Democrat, has been talking with the newly Democratic U.S. Senate about investigating the power producers and their high prices.
So certainly all the public attention is contributing to a degree of public shame, we believe, and we think that's contributing as well.
But that may be stretching it, according to Arthur O'Donnell, editor of the California Energy Markets newsletter. He says Governor Davis has been threatening the power companies for months, and it previously had no apparent effect on prices. O'Donnell also says one good heat wave could immediately revive the threat of rolling blackouts this summer.
If it hits in the Northwest and California and the Southwest all at the same time, we're not going to have the cushion of resources that we have right now. I mean, right now everybody's a little bit in excess. I don't see that we've turned a corner. All I see is that we're whistling past the graveyard.
But a series of new power plants is scheduled to open this summer. And O'Donnell says that, plus the current respite in power prices, is helping to calm the year-long sense of panic in California's energy markets. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.